I think it was William Blake who said, the truth cannot be told so as to be understood without being believed. It's like Plato said, time is the moving image of eternity.
It was Proust who said, the past can never be understood until it is remembered.
I think it was Ludwig von Bertalanffy who said, human beings are not machines, but in every situation, given their own will, they will behave like machines.
I remember Tim Leary said, when in doubt, double the dose.
You know that famous quote by Arthur C. Clarke, any technology that you don't understand is perceived as magic.
You know, William Burroughs said, language is a virus from outer space.
William Blake said, to see what? Eternity in a grain of sand.
There's a great saying, an alchemist of the 15th century, Athanasius Kirchner, said, the highest mountains, the oldest books, the strangest people, there you will find the stone.
You know, as H.G. Wells said, history, and he meant Western history, is a race between education and catastrophe.
My brother said a funny thing one time. He said, has anybody noticed that as you expand the sphere of understanding, the surface area of ignorance necessarily grows larger? So there is this paradox that as we understand, there becomes more and more that we don't know.
The French sociologist Jacques Ellul wrote a book called Propaganda. And the little banner under which his book flew, which is printed right on the frontispiece, is he says, there are no political solutions, only technological ones. The rest is propaganda. And then he spends 200 pages explaining what he means by political solutions, technological solutions, and propaganda.
What is it that Stephen Vincent Benet says at the end of John Brown's Body? He says, some will worship and some adore, some will flee in horror. It is for you simply to say, it is here. It is here. I think it was William James who said, if we don't read the books with which we carefully line our apartments, then we're no better than our dogs and cats. And, you know, too often this is lost sight of. You know, Plato said if God didn't exist, man would invent him.
I think it was J.B.S. Haldane who said, the world may not only be stranger than we suppose, it may be stranger than we can suppose.
If it's a 1 in 100 million year event and you just happen to be standing there when it happens, that's a coincidence too great to ignore. And the philosopher of science, P.W. Bridgman, in a famous statement once said, a coincidence is what you have left over when you apply a bad theory. That's what you get, is a coincidence.
It's like Stephen Dedalus said in Ulysses, history is the nightmare that I am trying to awake from.
John Crowley, an American novelist, who some of you, if you haven't read him, he wrote a wonderful book called Little Big. And in that book, he says, the further in you go, the bigger it gets.
Well, Abby Hoffman said that the first duty of a revolutionary is to survive. And so my political career reached a point where I had to choose between exile and martyrdom. Hope that you should be so lucky, because both choices are heroic, you see. But I chose exile.
The grave's a lovely, quiet place, but none do there, I think, embrace. This coyness, lady, would be no crime, had we but world enough and time. But always at my back I hear time's winged chariot hurrying near.